From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Stretch in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Stretch was, before he was a teacher, a glassblower's apprentice. The glassblowing workshop where he apprenticed was in the harbor town of Anil, on the kingdom's southern coast. The workshop was run by an old master glassblower named Forge, which was, the workshop hands joked, a very on-the-nose name for a glassblower. Ford had heard the joke every day for 40 years, and had stopped finding it funny by year 3, but he tolerated it. The workshop produced glass tubes for various uses: laboratory equipment, alchemists' instruments, decorative ornaments, and its specialty, medicine vials of perfectly uniform diameter. The medicine vial work was the workshop's bread and butter. The kingdom's apothecaries needed glass vials in very specific sizes: half-thumb diameter, one-thumb diameter, two-thumb diameter. And the vials had to be perfectly uniform within each size. A medicine vial whose width varied along its length was useless. The dose could not be measured reliably, the cork would not see correctly, the contents would settle unevenly. The apothecaries paid premium prices for vials that were uniform within a hair's width across their entire length.
Forge's workshop made the best vials in 3 provinces. The secret was the stretching. Stretch, whose given name was Hadrian, though everyone called him Stretch by the time he was 16, had been apprenticed to Forge at 12. His first year was spent sweeping the workshop. His second year was spent feeding the furnace. His third year, finally, was spent at the marble slab. The marble slab was the centerpiece of the workshop. It was a long, flat piece of polished marble, about 6 feet long and 2 feet wide, set on a sturdy iron frame. The slab was used for stretching molten glass. A glass blower would take a small ball of molten glass from the furnace, attach it to a long iron rod, and roll it back and forth across the marble slab, patiently, evenly, until every part of the glass had the same diameter. This was the operation Stretch eventually understood as finding a common denominator. The molten glass, when it left the furnace, was not uniform. It was thick in some places and thin in others. It was, in fraction terms, like fractions with different denominators, not directly comparable until brought to a common scale. To make the glass into a usable tube, you had to roll it. The rolling forced every part of the glass to the same diameter. Once every part was the same diameter, the tube was uniform. You could cut it into vials. Each vial was the same width as every other.
Stretch learned this, slowly, over years. By the time he was 18, he could roll a 6-foot tube of one thumb diameter that was uniform within a hair's width across its entire length. He was, by workshop standards, very good. He stayed at the workshop until he was 26. Then his father died, and Stretch inherited his father's small farm, and he left the workshop to manage the farm. He stayed on the farm for 2 years. He hated it. He had no aptitude for sheep, and the farm had been a sheep farm. He sold the farm. He returned to Anil. But Forge had retired. The workshop had a new master who did not need an old apprentice. Stretch, who was now 28 and unsure what to do with himself, sat on the harbor wall and thought. What he thought eventually was that the rolling the glass to uniform diameter operation was an arithmetic operation. He had spent his apprenticeship doing it physically, but the same operation, bring all the parts to a common scale, was the same operation needed to add or compare fractions with different denominators. The connection was clear once he saw it.
He went to the Fraction Forge Academy. He told the Academy Master what he had been thinking. The Academy Master listened patiently. The Academy Master said, "You are correct. Bringing fractions to a common denominator is the same operation as bringing the molten glass to a uniform diameter. We need teachers who can explain this physically. Would you teach?" Stretch said yes. That was 12 years ago. He has been teaching common denominators ever since.
In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He brings, from Anil, he goes back twice a year to visit the new workshop's owner, and the new owner has been kind enough to supply him with a teaching prop, a small piece of stretched glass tube. He places it on the desk. He holds up a small caliper. He measures the tube at one end, in the middle, and at the other end. He says, "This tube is one thumb diameter at every point. To make it that way, the glass blower rolled the molten glass on a marble slab. The rolling brought every part to a common diameter." The children, always, examine the tube. Then he writes on the board, 1/3 + 1/4. He says, "These two fractions have different denominators, 3 and 4. They cannot be added directly. We need to bring them to a common denominator. The smallest common denominator is 12. 1/3 scaled to 12ths is 4/12. 1/4 scaled to 12ths is 3/12. Now we can add them. 4/12 + 3/12 = 7/12. They have been stretched to a common scale."
The children always see it. The connection between the glass tube and the fraction arithmetic clicks. When children ask whether common denominators are hard, Stretch always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are stretching. You roll the fractions out to a common base. Once they share a base, you can add them, subtract them, compare them. It is the same operation as rolling glass on a marble slab. Bring everything to a uniform scale. He still has the small caliper. The children sometimes ask to measure the tube. He always lets them. He sometimes adds, "If you ever go to Anil, the workshop is still rolling glass on a marble slab. The principal is older than I am." And when he says it, his voice goes soft and glad, the way a person's does when they finally feel they belong somewhere. For years, he wasn't sure what he was for. Now he knows, and it feels less like a job than like coming home. He hands the caliper to a child, watches them measure the tube, and feels quietly, warmly certain that he is exactly where he is meant to be.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stretch. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.